You're listening to the audio production of Lead with Faith, Play with Purpose, 100-Day Devotional for Athletes by Andy Dooley, published by Zondervan and read by the author. To my beautiful family of athletes who inspire me every day to work harder, Tiffany, Hope, Skyly, Andy II, and Ava, you have given me the drive to love God more, be great, and bless others. And to my fellow athletes all over the world who encounter everything that comes with being an athlete, I pray that this book will be a cheat code to navigate through the different seasons of your athletic career and beyond as faith-filled leaders. Pep Talk. There are many obstacles you face as an athlete, and if you don't have a solid foundation, it will feel as if you are living life on a small boat trying to sail alone through the Indian Ocean. As an athlete, a coach, and a dad of athletes, I've come to realize that our gifts, talents, and influence are not our own. They don't belong to us. They belong to the one who created us and loves us and has a plan for us. The sooner we recognize this, the better positioned we are to stay connected to God and to be used by Him for His greater purpose. Being an athlete today is hard, and every athlete, no matter what level they compete at, needs support, encouragement, and guidance. It's no secret that collegiate and professional athletes have many distractions and people charming them and competing for a spot in their circle. The freedom and privileges these athletes experience can make it hard for them to stay focused. If you are a younger athlete, know that the sports world has changed drastically, and you may start to experience similar distractions and pressures early on in your athletic career. The stress athletes are under ranges from trying to satisfy their families, coaches, teammates, and the media to dealing with the ongoing pressure to improve and excel in their sport, including winning championships and setting records, as well as the constant struggle for mental stability. All of this is a very heavy load to carry. Unfortunately, the cases of depression, anxiety, and other mental health-related issues are rising rapidly among young athletes, which is what inspired me to create this athlete-focused, interactive devotional, which I hope will guide and encourage you to live a life pleasing to God. The Lord has given each of us a specific plan to carry out. I want to help athletes and those who influence them to work toward a healthier mindset and a closer walk with God as they find peace, rely on their Heavenly Father for protection, and discover ways to use their own influence to help change the world for good. This devotional is for everyone who competes in any kind of sports or athletics, and for anyone who coaches, trains, mentors, or leads athletes. You could use it alone, one-on-one with a mentor or a teammate, or with an entire team or small group. Each devotional consists of 5 parts: a helpful verse or verses from Scripture about the day's topic, a series of pregame questions to get you focused and thinking, an inspiring game-time devotional message that helps you apply God's Word to your own life and situation, a prayer to ask God for His help in applying the lesson to daily life, and several post-game keys that equip you to practice what you've learned. Now let's play. 1. Unity over division. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Pre-game. Do you feel like your team is united or divided? Do you ever find yourself in a disagreement with your teammates or coaches? Are there teammates you don't like or particularly enjoy being around? Do you have a certain teammate who always creates division between players? Game time. It can be difficult at times to be a part of a team. Everyone comes from different backgrounds, cultures, and beliefs. You connect with and build good team chemistry with some teammates right away, and then there are those who take work to be around, let alone working together with them for a common goal. I remember my freshman year in college. I had an instant connection with many of my football teammates. However, I didn't vibe with a few, and some of them didn't.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?